you're watching Consider This. I'm Lissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. If you've just joined us on the show, we're discussing what accounts for the improved performance of SPM 2020 compared to the past four pre-pandemic years. We speak now to Associate Professor Dr. Tu Wei Kiong. He's the interim head of the School of Education at University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Good evening, Wei Kiong. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. I'm wondering whether the announcement of the SPM, that the SPM 2020 candidates had the best national grade average in the past 5 years, whether that can be taken as evidence that the pandemic had not had a material impact on the learning outcomes of students as we had initially feared.
Before I give my verdict here, I think first of all we need to celebrate this because I think it is a cause for celebration. First of all, because the students have gone through so many delays, three delays, and it has taken a toll sometimes to the students as well as parents and some of the teachers as well as the ministry education staff. So I think this is a cause for celebration. Like when the result came out, okay, now we can talk about the actual result now. Yes, we should celebrate, but at the same time, I think it's too early to look at the cause for it. So we need to go deep down. What does it mean by improvement? So does it mean that it is better than previously? I think there are still details that we need to know before we can make a proper judgment on that.
Oh, Wei Kiong, you're an academic, and I guess, there's a lot of research into our education system. But we also know that when it comes to, say, something like the grading system, there is no transparency. So how do you and fellow academics looking at the Malaysian system and trying to analyze these outcomes, beyond the statements made by politicians, how do you get to the real picture of what's going on?
I think we need to look at it at the marking grading system from two perspectives. One is from the public examination side. In any countries, they will not review the actual details. Yeah, I think that one we need to be clear. Any countries, they won't reveal that. I think in terms of the marking and grading for the school base, because right now, since 2011, we are using a school-based marking, school-based assessment. So that is made very clear to everyone. I think that is a good step for us to know what is going on. The current group of students, they are using the old as a curriculum. They are the last batch that we are doing. I think the government has moved on from since 2011. So I think in terms of the validity as well as reliability, that I still trust there is some reliability. But in terms of accommodations, I think let's look at to this year's 2020's result from the perspective of COVID pandemic perspective, whether there are some accommodations been made. I think we need to look into it. Like for example, there are three rounds of delay. So will that also provide more opportunity for the students to review and do revisions? And I know that most of my friends who work in school, the first thing when the school closure last year, the first thing that they pay attention to is the Form 5 students' welfare. They look at how they can make sure that their learning never been affected. So I think all these factors, we need to also look into it in terms of interpreting the results that we see today.
Right. So it seems to me that the Form 5 students, the SPM takers, have had a bit more of a priority, particularly in the disrupted school year. Can I ask you, Wei Kiong, when you said a little bit earlier that it's too early, wait for more data, especially disaggregated data, to understand what is meant by improvement, which areas are improving and which other areas are not. Just based on previous years in your work, and I'm just wondering, what will you be looking out for? I mean, I understand it's too early now without the data, but when the data is revealed and whatever part of the data is revealed, what will you be watching out for? I'd like to know how you make the assessment of the performance of this cohort of SPM takers?
I think the first things that I would like to look at is in terms of the narrow of gap between urban and rural. So I think that is something that important, because I think we need more details right now, even more important at the moment, because what does it mean by improvement? From what subject, from what perspective is that? Like, for example, is it from the language group discipline? Is it from the science? Is it from the mathematics? And from there, we only by having these details revealed to us, then we will be able to come up with interventions properly. I think that is one of the areas that we want to look at. Another one, which is very important, I think, is since the result is good, so what were the best practices that the government has taken for the past 1 year that help the students to score that well? So these two are the details that I'm looking forward to, if possible. Yeah, so that
some details have come out in terms of the over 80 electives and subjects that are in the exam, what went up, what went down. And we look at, say, at the component vocational, vocational education, many of the subjects went down. It was really disproportionate, whereas in elective Agama or the religious studies, many more increases in performance versus decrease. Those kinds of things, I mean, what is the long-term impact, especially if you say this, vocational education suffering very badly in this particular round of exams?
Yeah, I think absolutely. You have pointed one very important part, which is the nature of the subject. Like, because vocationals involve a lot of hands-on, a lot of doing. If without that training, as well as the transfer of information, it's going to be very difficult for us to score in those practical subjects. Now, not only the religious subjects, I think for other subjects, if you look at like languages, there are some languages like the trend has gone up as well. So when we look at this set of data, we need to look at what involved in the language, as well as what does it mean by learning. Like vocational, definitely, it's not surprising that it is affected.
All right, thank you so much, Associate Professor Dr. Tu Wei Kiong from University of Nottingham, Malaysia, there speaking to us more in just a couple of minutes on this topic on Consider This. We'll be right back.